Grady Jarrett, who got there before Sweat.
God, I think about Grady Jarrett. I'm ducking. He sacked me three times in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, a few times.
I already flinched.
You kind of got him back at the end of the day. It's this Dennis Allen defense, right? And he comes over. No one knows about his skills as a defensive coordinator more than you. You said he made it the hardest of anyone you went against in your career.
Do I really have to say nice things about Dennis Allen?
No,
I say a lot of nice things.
Highlights courtesy of Fox Sports. Kevin Burkhart and Tom Brady calling the Bears-Cowboys game yesterday.
It reached a point yesterday for me early in that game, Lawrence, where Brady moved to full-on annoying, and his arrogance and his unreality about what the situation is that he's in got to me. I got Alex Rodriguez vibes from Tom Brady.
I hate you.
It's just like Tom Brady wants to be everything to everybody, wants to be absolutely everything to everybody in every realm. He wants to sit in the coach's box and he wants to advise the owner and the coach and everybody with the Raiders on absolutely everything. And
he wants to talk to your coach. He wants to text your quarterback.
Yep. He wants to text with you too. He wants to be funny. He wants to be smart.
Some Pokemon cards.
He wants to do everything that he can possibly do.
He wants to talk to Luke Kanellis.
He wants to remind you that he's so tight with Brian Schottenheimer that he just calls him Shoddy.
Oh, yeah. Shoddy, very decisive with what he wants.
Shut up. Shoddy, you can't be buddies with everybody and also be broadcasting the damn game and make me think that you have any sort of credibility and genuineness about who you are. It's like, you can't do it all, dude. You just can't. And yet they're letting him.
I think he can.
He believes he can.
We can't do it all, but apparently he can do it all.
It's absurd. It's absurd. He's moved to full-on A-Rod falseness place to me. Like, I just...
What?
A-Rod, I never believed a thing that came out of Alex Rodriguez's mouth.
I'm really enjoying this.
Is that why?
That's part of it. And then, so what happens when Brady makes a mistake or, like, misses some context, I laugh and I revel in it. And I'd be like, maybe you should have spent a little more time prepping for the game instead of being in the damn coach's box. Because I don't know what the hell he's talking about Darnell Wright right here.
Darnell Wright, the right tackle.
It's been a very pleasant surprise for this offense, KB, as they rebuild this offensive line. And they're trying to invest in the offensive line to protect a young quarterback. Right? It's improved his technique. He's really made a lot of progress this season.
Speaking of windows, I'm assuming you're a Steeler fan.
So how in the hell is Darnell Wright some kind of surprise developmental win? He's the number 11 overall pick, who's really, you know, a slightly above average right tackle.
Lawrence, did you hear they passed on someone else to pick Darnell Wright? Did you hear about that?
If you
go back and look at that draft, it's really interesting. I don't know if you know about it.
Yeah, that guy turned out to be a pleasant surprise, too.
Pleasant surprise.
to most people.
Also,
not all.
Also blocked a kick yesterday. Yeah.
I thought Jordan Davis blocked.
They both had
The first one he got? Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
But what the hell is he talking about? A pleasant surprise, Darnell Wright. And no, there's, you can say a lot of things about him, but that's not one.
And?
What?
Is there more?
Yeah, well, this bothered Tanny, I think, even more than me. Tom Brady's inability to believe that Ben Johnson might be serious.
Good performance all the way around. Maybe Ben Johnson will at least crack a smile at some point here in the last 4.5 minutes.
Who do you think smiles first? Would it be him or Vic Fangio this year? Who's going first?
He's very stoic right now. He's still very focused. He's not calling plays. He's just over there saying, let's keep it. Let's lock him in. Doesn't want to show anyway. He's got a poker face going, KB.
I hope he can enjoy it. I mean, right? The guy's worked hard to get here. First head coach, and that's special.
Shoddy got his first win last week. I'll get his first today.
Got a little bonus Shoddy in there for you.
I think that's why Tanny likes it.
Shoddy
so much.
Doesn't know. Shoddy doesn't know.
Oh,
don't
man.
Tell Shoddy.
Well, it's just funny because it's like Tom Brady, I don't recall him. Now, he played a while ago, so long ago, actually, you know, when he referenced all this modern NFL where they go for it on fourth down. Like, come on, Tom. Anyway, but the part where he's, you know, just talking about, like, I don't remember Tom Brady ever, you know, glad-handing and chuckling a lot with guys on the opposing team when he was out there on the field.
No, quite the opposite. No, wait. That's not true, but it's true. Here's how I'll explain it. He did do that, but it was all a means to an end. The stories of Tom Brady, like, shining the apples of defensive players and being like, oh, you're so good. Don't be in the backfield. And Ndamukong Suh being like, hey, I don't like you. So you can stop with all this politician stuff that you're back here doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I will say on the sideline, that's not a guy that smiled a lot. And he played for a coach that didn't smile at all.
Mm-hmm. And that worked out just fine. So why don't you just let people be who they are?
Not working out great in Chapel Hill these days.
So anyway, there was great Brady later on, and we can talk about some of it later on. But there certainly was some annoying Tom as well.
It makes me wonder, like, what Ben was like in their production meeting. Maybe that's a little carryover.
But he told you. Ben told you what he was doing. Ben's like, I'm just giving the bare minimum.
He's getting nothing out of me.
Out of here. You know, because he knows that he's got to play that team this week. Hey, John, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I'm glad that we beat the Dallas Cowboys the way we did. And Eberflus didn't have the chance to walk off the field with his arm raised like Judd did in Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Just going back there.
It's great that he did not get the opportunity to have that moment.
He did not get to Judd Nelson his way off the field.
And now he is under fire. That's the part that I love, that everything is turned around in the last week, where it's like, well, you know, look at all what these coaches under Matt Eberflus had to say about Caleb and him being so arrogant with EA, talking about knowing Caleb and all this crap. And then Caleb goes out and has his best day as a pro going against them. And now everyone being like, man, that Dallas defense sucks.
I'll say one thing, though. The haircut looked pretty good.
He's a good-looking man. Yeah. And he leaned into it. But just be who you are. Just be who you are, Stinger.
Well, let's see if he can be a decent defensive coordinator again.
Ra is calling from Roseland. What's up, Ra? You're on Spiegel and Holmes.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Ra,
I had to let you know.
Yes.
I had to let you know that, and Spiegel may not have heard this term, but I had butters for most of my life. So I know about the braids. It's nothing like getting your hair shampooed after you took your braids down and stepping out into the air. It's nothing like it.
Explain to Spiegs.
You know that feeling.
Explain to Spiegs what that process of getting it braided feels like on your scalp.
Okay. Well, it depends. Because it's a process. Like, I've had braids up until 2 years ago. Now I have locks.
Congratulations.
And just going from, you know, first you got to find a good braider. They got good parting. That's the first thing. They got an even parting. Then you got to find a braider who's not going to braid too tight and try to pull all your hairs in. So then if you find somebody who's got a good braiding style, then you got to sit there. You get shampooed, deconditioned, the oil.
Getting the scalp oiled up.
Sitting there. The scalp, you know, rub. And then the design, we ain't going to even go into design. You know, if you're going into from cornrows to designs or individuals or whatever type of braid.
Man. Straight back or zigzag there.
And then you got to try to beat Trayvon Diggs off the line, you know, and get open down the left sideline and raise your hand and call out, hey, I'm open.
Open the mailbox.
Yeah, he did open the mailbox.
And he threw it to the man.
That was my favorite thing because, like, he didn't do it to DJ Moore in the Minnesota game. And Caleb's explanation of that touchdown to Rome, the first one, was, yeah, I saw that he was open and I threw him the ball. Yeah. Like, that's what you do.
Throw the ball to the man.
God.
If you can't throw the ball to the man, they weed you out every step of the way in quarterbacking. Trust me, I know. If you can't throw it to the man, throw it right there to that man, and you can't do that, they say you can't play that position anymore.
You want hardcore sexy football. You and I breaking down the 19-play drive next hour is going to be really, really fun. Like, the variety of all sorts of formations and sensibilities and styles and personnel in that drive alone is fascinating and gives us a window into Ben Johnson's vision of what these Bears can be.
And their reaction to it also is amazing.